Thanks, Miles. Welcome back to our coverage here on the Glashidi Links course at Ballyliffin Golf Club on the closing holes of the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. And there's now a three-way tie. It's George Capello, Russell Knox and Ryan Fox all sitting at 13 under. Capello's concluded with a 65, a 7-under round today. But the other two guys are out in the course with 17 and 18 to play. John Rahm had a big push towards the end. He's completed his final round to sit on 12 under. And overnight leader Eric Van Rooyen has dropped the shot to go to 12 under. Dennis Kerwin has been with us throughout the week here at the Irish Open. And Dennis, we are all set for a grandstand finish here. It's super stuff.
It certainly is. It certainly didn't look like it was going to be like this at the start of the day, Oisin, but it has turned into a really good battle at the top of the leaderboard. And Eric Van Rooyen, as we know, started with a 4-shot lead, and he made a really good solid start. He had 3 straight pars to start off with and then made a birdie, but it all kind of unraveled from the 6th hole onwards, where he had 3 bogeys in 4 holes, and certainly the pressure got to him at that stage. And you know, he hasn't done a whole lot wrong on the back 9. He's just after he left himself a long putt for a par on the par 3 14th, and he missed the putt, and he slipped out of the lead. Now he's on 12 under alongside John Rahm in second, in tied for fourth at present. But John Rahm, what a finish that was, Oisin. He had 5 birdies in his last 6 holes, and he hit the flag on 18.
Wow.
And if that had gone in, he would have set the clubhouse target alongside the Spaniard Jorge Campillo. Now he has he's just completed a round of 65, and a terrific round that was under the pressure. And you know, he had an eagle on the par 5 17th when it looked like he was out of it. So he's in there. He set the clubhouse target now on 13 under par alongside Russell Knox, the wily old Scott. Russell Knox, he's just parred the par 5. That was a great opportunity for him to take the lead, and he's now playing the last, tied with Jorge Campillo. And of course Ryan Fox is also on 13 under, so don't rule out a playoff.
Yeah, anything could happen in these closing holes of the 2018 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open. We're sort of hoping for a push to come today from the likes of Andy Sullivan and Danny Willett. That didn't materialise, and I suppose that's the story of what it's been this week. The guys that we were expecting to see a push from, it never really came, Dennis.
It didn't, Oisin. And you know, you take the likes of Danny Willett, I mean, he's missed 10 cuts in his last 12 starts, and yet he's found a bit of form here today. He was up to 9th in the world. He's now tumbled all the way down to, as we said, 442nd. But you know, he's played steady enough. It just hasn't happened for him today. Mixed 3 birdies with 3 bogeys. He's level par for his round, back on 9 under par, but I'm sure he'd be delighted to have found a little bit of form. Andy Sullivan as well, he signed for a round to 69. He was there or thereabouts, but a lot of the bigger names, it didn't happen for them. But I have to say, that was some push by John Rahm. When you consider he started with a triple bogey 7 on his second hole, so you couldn't have had a worse start. And he went birdie, birdie, and then he eagled the par 4 6th. He chipped in for a 2, and then 5 birdies in his last 6 holes. He's only 23 years of age. He's some talent. You know, there is a touch of Seve about him. He wears his heart on his sleeve. We're going to hear a lot more about John Rahm, and in fairness, it was a great defence.
And it's amazing too, the way that the week went on, the way the guys get to know the course a lot better. And I mentioned this to Gareth McCausland, the back 9 is seen as the difficult part of this course. But as these pros take it on, and as the days went on, next thing the birdies started to appear on this back 9, so they did.
Very, very much so. And again, when you look at that round, the 5 birdies in the last 6 holes by John Rahm, it just puts it into perspective. It can be done, no matter how difficult it is. Yes, indeed, the front 9 statistically was the easier of the 2 9s, but the back 9 set a great test. And you know, in fairness to the leaders, they managed to hold their scores together very, very well on that testing back 9. And it's going to be very, very interesting now to see how the few final holes play out.
Yeah, it certainly will be. They're all sitting at 13 under at the moment. Imagine if John Rahm done that yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's
what it would have been like today.
But that's it. On the first day, he shot 74, Oisin. He went back-to-back double bogeys on the 9th and 10th on day 1. And he had a triple bogey today. So if you took those 7 shots out of the equation, he would have been close and 20 under par. And he would have been running away with this tournament. But, you know, golf has played over. A tournament has played over 72 holes, and it's been a hell of an effort, but he just come up short.
Let's mention two guys that turned out to be disappointing weekends for them. Padraig Harrington, a guy that you were tipping after the first round, that could go on and win this, totally fell apart in the closing holes. And unfortunately for Rory McGee, we're all hoping that the player who is heavily involved with clubs in the Northwest, and Darren Rossapenna, was going to make it through, but those bogeys towards the end of the round on Friday just didn't help his cause.
That was really disappointing from Rory's perspective. He was going along very, very nicely, had played very, very well, and then literally double the last. I mean, I'm sure he must have been absolutely sick when he came in off the course. It was a shame. It would have been great to have him around for the weekend, and with a lot of the local fans would have known Rory and would have given him a great boost over the weekend. So that was a real shame for him to miss out. Padraig Harrington, as you were saying, he began with a round of 68. Everybody thought, okay, well, you know, this is Padraig back to his old self, and we looked forward to seeing him making a push over the next few days. He followed it with a 78. Really disappointing from Padraig's perspective, and indeed for all the Irish fans who were hoping to see him here for the weekend. And of course, Shane Lowry and Rory McIlroy, they finished best of the Irish on 2 under par. Shane Lowry, a decent enough round to finish off today, around a 70. But, you know, things just ain't falling into place for Shane at the moment, and hopefully he can bounce back to a bit of form in Carnoustie in a couple of weeks' time. Rory had his troubles on the green. I mean, again, striking the ball well, but, you know, rounds of 70, 73, 72 and 71, not good enough. You need to be shooting 4 rounds in the high 60s to have any chance of winning an Irish Open.
And the thing we have to remember about these players is it's just the slightest wee tweak makes all the difference. And you could see Rory McIlroy, I know he was working hard in the greens here with Harry over the last couple of days on the practice greens, trying to get this putting sorted out, but one wee tweak could change everything. So it could, for the likes of a player a calibre for Rory McIlroy, and the same for the likes of Shane Lowry.
Very much so. I mean, Rory McIlroy is very much a streaky putter. I mean, in the Arnold Palmer Invitational a few weeks ago, I mean, he topped the putting stats. He was putting them from the lampshades. Again, here this week, he's pulling his putt slightly left, apparently. So, you know, he'll work on that, and hopefully he'll be able to work that through and get back and start contending again for majors. Remember, it's 2014 since Rory won his last major. So, you know, the years are starting to tick by, and a bit like Tiger Woods, it's hard to believe that it was 2008, 10 years ago, that Tiger Woods won his last Open. So the years can't slip by, so you need to get it back.
Okay then, before we go back to the studio, we have this three-way tie at the top. Van Rooyen is still lurking there, just a shot back. We're watching the TV screens. There's massive crowds out. They're watching this story develop out on the Glashidi links. It's a tight one to call, Dennis. Too tight to call at this stage?
It is. I tipped Russell Knox earlier on. I thought he was a man who might go well, and indeed he has. He's 5 under par playing the last. It could well be a playoff, but just a word on Ryan Fox. He won the Northern Ireland Tato Open a couple of years ago. Interestingly, he's won twice in the Challenge Tour, and that was his win. He was tied fourth last year at Port Stewart, and he also was tied fourth at the Scottish Open. He likes the air in these parts. It must be the Ulster Fries or something that it's inspiring him. But he certainly, he's played really, really well. Again, as we mentioned during the week, he's the son of Grant Fox, the former World Cup winning captain for New Zealand. He's built like a prop forward. He hits the ball a mile, and as I say, if he can pick up a shot on the par 5 17th, he's in pole position to win this tournament. But if not, we could see a three-way playoff perhaps.
Finally, you've been to a lot of Irish Opens, you've been to a lot of events across Europe and across the world golfing, and what sort of stage has this been for the European Tour, for Donegal, for an Irish Open event, and for golf in the country? Whereabouts is it with the rest of the tournaments that you've been to?
As courses go, in terms of the preparation of the course, it's right up there with the very, very best of them. I mean, the location has received rave reviews from all the players this week. The one big winner in the tournament this week has been the county of Donegal. I think, you know, most people will come away and they'll pass the word, that's a place you got to visit. I was even chatting to Shane Lowry earlier, and he said, I'm definitely coming back up here. He says, for a few days break. He said, it's spectacular, absolutely incredible. And I think the county's been a winner. The golf course has been a winner. It's wonderful for Pat Ruddy, the course designer. Pat, he's designed many, many great golf courses, including, of course, his own European club. But, you know, he's put a lot of work and sweat, blood and tears into this place, and it's great for the place to have received such rave reviews, particularly for Pat and for John Farron and all the boys in Ballyliffin Golf Club. It's been a credit to them.
Yeah, and it's they all know now as well in the European Tour, the boxes are ticked, but it can come back here.
I mean, obviously the Open is rotating, so it's in Lahinch next year, but certainly if you were looking for prospective venues in the future, this would be right up there, Oisin. There's no doubt about that.